Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I'm back. You knew I couldn't stay away. It's in my blood. This is what I'm good at. This is what I'm meant to do. Check it.
Back in the lab again, back on the road. Crack spit on tracks when I rap, shit is so. Oh, they gonna love it, but they bugging when I speak. So run and tell your cousins, get your budgets when I leak. Back to the pen, pen, paper to the pad. Tracks so authentic, it's the haters getting mad. Back to the music like a user needed bad. Never could have kicked the habit, I'm an addict for the lab. Words turn to verbs, verbs burst through the mics. Mics like when I write, cause I light when I write. Back to the rhythm, living, can I get a rhyme? Plus a line, it'll kill them every time I spit, I shine. Back to the booth, goosebumps, give me chills. I'm the truth from the loops, oops, scoops with the skills. Soundproof on the wall gives me the peace of mind. Like it's me and my rhymes, ain't nothing but some time. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back in the studio, back on the grind. I'm living every minute, trying to nurse another line. Does this rhyme with that? No, it doesn't give a scratch. Add this instead of that, now you got another track. Back in the backstage, waiting to perform. Working on the words, words waiting to be born. Worn from the storm of fans, waiting for your turn. Freeing in my head, that's the cry for the storm. Back in the battle, raps, tracks like my scars. And my raps like the battle axe, rap for the stars. Every word is ammunition, and I'm spitting, hitting hard. Written, kicking, vicious system, sticking. Rippers pick apart. Sacrifice is my ambition and my reason on this earth. Grab a mic, it's my religion, and the beat is my church. Verses are my sermons, and my service is a prayer. And my prayers are getting answered every day that I'm here. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back for the fans, fam, damn, I never leave. Back for the late nights, right until I sleep. Back for the line that I never got to write, because I didn't have a pen when it came into my sight. Back for the pen, back for the pad, and I'm back for every opportunity I never had. Back for the gift that I will never waste, or mistakes that I take to the grave when I break. Back for the squad, back for the fam. Back for cardiac, tragic in the camp. Back for Stitcher Magic, wisdom in the fam. And every fan that believed in me, I never gave a chance. Back for the love, for the craft that I hold. For the fire that's within and the ice that is cold. Back for my boys, and I'm back for their life. And I'm back for a promise that I made to my wife. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all.
Well, hello, and welcome to the Shelly Nunchuck Show. It's Ninja Sunday, 12 p.m. Standard Eastern Time, and I've got Jackie Chan Kitty, good kitty, and Rocky Balboa here with me. Oh, good kitties. You know why they're laying down taking naps? Because they were just doing their own Fast and the Furious around the house. Yep, that's why they're being good now. So I like it when they do that right before the show. What you people don't see goes on behind the show here, because it's radio. You know, Walk Talk Radio, you just don't see. But the good thing is about doing a radio show is you don't have to get dressed, you don't have to put on makeup, and you just don't have to worry about what you look like. And if you got to take a pee break, you can take it. Anyway, I'm doing a couple of promos. I'm just posting here, pulling up, trying to find, let's see, pulling it up here. Where is it? I wanted to pull up my first promo. It's the Sarah Joy Foundation. Bringing it up, going directly to the page. And let's see, page info, going to the long description, the long one, the first one. The Sarah Joy Foundation, as a way of honoring Sarah Joy, who passed away from cancer at 32 years of age, leaving behind two small boys and her husband, Eric. Through this foundation, our vision is to create a way to help families and cancer patients enjoy their life as much as they can. Sarah Newt last year did more travel and activities than most people do in a lifetime. She went jet skiing, parasailing, hiking, golfing, saw every beach on the East Coast. The list goes on and on. She did all of this while being told she was too sick to even get out of bed. Too many families make their lives a hospital bed in four walls because of this illness, and that for Sarah was never an option. Through Raising Money, we'd like to offer other families the same joy that Sarah and we had before she passed. It is amazing what a day at a spa could do or a roller coaster ride with your kids. Having cancer does not mean death, and people shouldn't mourn someone while they are alive. Enjoy life, love the summer breeze, the winter snow, the leaves in the fall, or the flowers in the spring. We will be organizing fundraisers for all kinds, shapes, and sizes. So if you want to go check that out on the Sarah Joy Foundation, you can check it out on Facebook page. And yes, people, this is my extended family. So, you know, I do know actually where the money's going to. It's not just like being pocketed, because you know how all these charities and such, you just don't know. Well, to tell you the truth, it's not something that is to help, you know, to, like, cure cancer, but to help go towards bills and outings and stuff. And that's what, you know, we need to help boost people, you know, when they're feeling down, when they're feeling sick, when people have illness, and it's like to give them a little bit of joy in their life. So please check that out, the Sarah Joy's Foundation. Now, another one that I am bringing up, it is actually, I've been posting all over my page, and this one is actually a GoFundMe. It's not directly through me, but it's for Ernie Ray's Jr. official site. You go into the fund, GoFundMe, and check it out. There's money being raised, and it's for a kidney transplant fund. And I think this is actually by Ernie's sister, Destiny Ray's. And it actually says, this is what, I'm just reading exactly what it says on the GoFundMe. Kidney Transplant Fund. Thank you for taking a moment to see why and how you can make a difference. My brother Ernie Ray's Jr. was recently ICU intensive care unit fighting for his life suffering from kidney failure. Ernie is currently undergoing dialysis treatment three times per week for 4 hours a day while waiting for a kidney transplant. This is a very challenging time, not only for Ernie Jr.'s immediate family, but a challenging time for our family as well. My father, Ernie Ray's Jr., founder of Ernie Ray's West Coast World Martial Art, is 100% committed to helping Ernie however he can. You may know or remember Ernie as a child in Last Dragon and Sidekick, or as a teenager from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. You may also remember him from The Rundown with The Rock, or even his most recent star appearance on NCIS Los Angeles. My brother has spent his entire childhood and adult life fighting in films and television, but now his battle has gone from the screen to reality, fighting for his life. Regardless of where you have seen or heard of Ernie Ray's Jr., he has impacted people's lives all over the world through his extraordinary performances in television and film. Please be aware that he needs support during the time of need and recovery of his life. Thank you for support, Destiny Ray. So that is actually his sister that is doing the GoFundMe on there. So I just read exactly from there. So people might be hearing, you know, me saying, you know, catching this part saying my brother something. No, I'm just reading exactly from what it says on the GoFundMe. I'm not the sister or anything. I'm reading what it says or any Ray's Jr. official site. So I'm just reading exactly off there. So no, I'm not a sister or anything. I'm just reading from there. And it's Destiny who's actually posting it there. So people do not get confused. So if you want to check that out, they raised $15,550 of $75,000. It says raised by 246 people in one day. So I'm trying to give as much, you know, promotion to this as I can on my show. So bring this up. And just to, let's see. Okay. All right. I wanted to bring up a little bit more in the IMDb page. And I'm going to read exactly, you know, going to Ernie Ray's IMDb page. Every actor, anybody that has to do with the entertainment business, this place called this page IMDb.com. Okay. And I'm actually, it's his mini bio. If you go on there, you can check it out. It's a little bit mini bio. Ernie Reyes Jr. was born on January 15, 1972, in San Jose, California, as Ernest E. Ray. He's known for his work on The Rundown, 2003, and Rush Hour 2, in 2001, and Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, 2008. He's been married to Lisa Reyes since November 11, 2009. Let's see if it says any more stuff on here. Maybe I'm going to have to Google, but his stuff here, that was a little bit of his biography, so I just read it. Maybe I can find some more things on here. But it goes from NCIS Los Angeles, which the it's his TV series. He played Jemadar Thapa on 2013 to 2015. Ninja Apocalypse, Money Fight, Act of Valor, Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, Redline, Final Few, The Rundown, Charmed, Pool Hall Junkies, Secret of the Horse, Rush Hour 2. Yes, Jackie Chan! He got to work with Jackie Chan. And, of course, The Rock, People Why I Dislike Love. Oh, Ernie Reyes, I'm so jealous of you right now. Like I said, Rush Hour 2, VIP, Process, Paper Dragons, FX The Series, Small Time, PCH, White Wolves 2, Legend of the Wild, Kung Fu, The Legends Continues, Surf Ninjas, Secret Bodyguard, Teenage Ninja, blah, blah, blah. Here we go. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, The Secret of the Ooze, Ernie and Master Kim, MacGyver, Sidekicks, Fights to the Finish, Highway to Heaven, Red Sonja, The Last Dragon. Just, there's so much stuff that Ernie has done. And stunts, it says Act of Valor, Alice in Wonderland, Avatar, Surf Ninjas, Teenage Mutant Ninjas 2, The Secret of the Ooze, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And he actually played Donatello. this is stuff that I've been watching. It's just, like, amazing. His producer credits are Teen Samurai, Money Fight, and Surf Ninjas. Director credit, The Process, writer, in the one credit, The Process. And it says self is 11 credits. Let's see what this says here. Self, special guest, Geek Rock TV, Turtle Power, The Definite History of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Tricking, The Freedom of Movement, Teens Want to Know, Production Diary, Making of the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, The Rundown, Rumble in the Jungle, Masters of the Martial Arts presented by Wesley Snipes, Circus of the Sidekick Kids the World, The Making of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Behind the Shells, Circus of the Stars, number 12, Circus of the Stars, 11. So if you check on this IMDb page, you can check that out there. Let's see. I wonder if I can, because there's only so much stuff here with Ernie, but, you know, it's just, especially if you've seen, like, the fight scenes that he's done, and, you know, growing up and watching a film like Red Sonja, I mean, you guys know me. I am all into ninjas and samurais and stuff, but I also like the you know, a lot of the 80s films. I grew up in the 70s, 80s. I think Ernie and I are probably around the same age. And just seeing him as a kid, I still remember him as a kid. And then you see him in, like, The Rundown with The Rock, and I'm just sitting there going, I saw that fight scene. And I think I pulled it up on my Facebook page. It was just amazing, you know, his transformation from being a little kid, but I still picture him as a little kid. Let's see. Wikipedia. You know, Ernie Reyes, I also saw this, this is where I'm getting myself off of Wikipedia here. Let's see if there's more stuff on him. I think this is just mostly everything I think I've already read on here. But if you guys can actually go there, any donation will be greatly appreciated. Ernie Reyes Jr. official site, it's the GoFundMe. And once again, it is actually, it looks like Ernie Reyes' sister, Destiny, is the one that created the site. So I'm going to keep this up for today and also play some music on here from the artist. Let's see, who do I want to play first? I think I'm going to play Agent Sage, Shine on Me. Rick did them all the way from New Zealand, and I'll be back. Shine on me.
saw you, baby. You were standing under a smoking light, yeah. You came straight out of the 1920s, a goddess of the silver era. I fell in love with you.
Walking by looking all upset. That was a cue for me, just the end of the set. To take you from your low, bring you to your high. Tell you positive things like how you so fly. After the club, meet me at the ride. We'll go to the beach, count the stars in the sky. In the meantime, tell me about your nine. You're the finest thing that's dressing all wide. Clothes you got on is a major turn on. Me looking at your mind is an instant hard on. Yeah, God, it's the way how you touching me. Sending me a vibe right through my body. You're so attractive and I'm so addictive. Yeah, that's something different, I'm dying to get with it.
Ooh, I like the way you always touching on me. Ooh, I like the way you put chills on my body. Ooh, I like the way you always on my mind. Ooh, I like the way how you do it every time. Ooh, ha, ha, ooh.
prime time player. Used to chew girls up like now and later. Used to have 10 shorties all up in the jazz. Used to bang them all out like they never really had. I was going buck wild, I really didn't care. Had the blinged up loops plus the lined up hair. So fresh, so clean, y'all can help to stare. Living like Liberace with rockets to spare. Till I saw you, you opened up my eyes. The way you showed me love, it was definitely a surprise. Never ever met a girl who kept it so right. Never ever met a girl who matched my left or right. Now it's just me and you, let's play one-on-one. What we playing for, she said, I said for your heart. Accept the invitation, let's have some fun. From the nighttime sky to the early morning sunlight.
How can I approach you on this? You make my whole heart to flip. When you're near me, I get chills. Without you around, I'm going ill. I'd probably die if you were mine. Book you for murder, you're a crime. Looking in your eyes, I feel I'm fine. But do this.
Every moment, every second, he'll be around. Cause he'll always have your back.
Back, and today's Ninja Sunday is actually in dedication to a GoFundMe raiser. Ernie Reyes Jr. Is known in the industry of growing up between working with Arnold and Red Sonja to Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles to working with The Rock on set, and he needs a kidney transplant. He's been on dialysis. Has to go three times a week, 4 hours a day. And, you know, I just can't even imagine the expenses of what this is all costing. And lately he was actually in the ICU unit fighting for his life, suffering from kidney failure. And if anybody can donate, definitely go check out GoFundMe. And I'm going to even spell Ernie's name, Ernie, E-R-N-I-E. His second name is R-E-Y-E-S, and then it says Junior, J-R, official site. So GoFundMe.com, Ernie Reyes Jr., official site. So any donation will be greatly appreciated. Let me post this. Any donation, typing this as I'm talking, any donation will be greatly appreciated. Okay. So there is on there. So please do check that out. Okay. Let's see. I'm trying to actually post on here. Hold on one moment, ladies and gentlemen. I want to make sure it's coming up on my Facebook page. Okay. All right, I think it is coming up. Let me see. Because I just reposted it. All right, let's see. What time is it? Because I'm doing 12 to 1 today. I don't have any scheduled guests, so today's show is actually dedicated to the GoFundMe.com, GoFundMe.com. So, and if you, like, forget about this, you can always go to the Ernie Ray's official site on there and check it out. It's for a kidney transplant fund, so this is, you know, really something serious. Any donations will be greatly appreciated. I'm actually going to reading this. Okay, I'm going to read live on the air. Okay, posting that. And for my hub pages, never lower your standards and never ever settle for less than you're worth. Never lower your standards. When you settle, what you get is beneath you. In this world, none of us are perfect. I'm always the first one to say I am imperfectly perfect. We all have our flaws. We have made mistakes. But remember your past. Bad mistakes are just learning experiences. And if you do have a learning experience, just remember, never do it again. I learned never to settle has brought grand happiness into my life. I once settled and it was the biggest mistake of my life. No woman should ever have to settle for what her self-worth is. Wait, before you make the biggest mistake of your life, you do learn from your mistakes. I know I repeat, but you know something? The big, huge world out there, and life is about discovering yourself. Follow your path, and you know what your path is. It is etched into your heart and soul. There's nothing written, but you know you must follow your path. If you don't follow your path, you regret it for the rest of your life. You just have to take the bull by the horns and hang on to one hell of a ride. I can't tell you how to follow your path. It's just a feeling you get inside and try not to stray from it. Oh, I did a few times, but let me say, basically I've been staying on it for so many years now. I learned not to settle, and you know what happens? I was able to find the most brilliant people who have helped push me. That indeed is a gift from God. Let me mention one thing. I will not push what I believe in my heart about my beliefs about God, and I won't condemn someone if they believe in something different than myself. Too bad many people weren't more open-minded and kind-hearted to think like this. If you really think about it, if God is supposed to create all living things, do you think God would really want any of us to sit and point fingers at one another and tell people they are bad because they're different than we are? The answer is no. Basically, we should learn to coexist somehow. Maybe we could all learn from each other, and maybe that would even help to expand our paths and to grow with each other. I know not a lot of people will think like I am, but my mind was opened up so long ago, and I keep continuing to educate myself with people who have the knowledge to pass on to me. And then in return, I can pass it on to others. Also, sometimes you learn through people and not just in schools. You learn through life and real love. You can find people that are real and not fake. And believe me, you find those people that are good, your life will become golden too. Okay, let's see. I'm just going to maybe read one more. Remember to actually go and check out the GoFundMe.com. And he's actually a fundraiser for Ernie Ray's Jr. And he's in need of a transplant, a kidney transplant really badly. Let's see. I want to find, where's the article, or writings, whatever you want to say, with my account here. Where is it? I was trying to find the one about the silver lining in your cloud. Let's see. I'm trying to find out. Where is it? Just trying to see. Okay, where did it go? I'm scrolling down here. Let's see, scrolling down some more. Okay. All right, I did find one here. Okay. This one's called Living with No Regrets. Life is about lessons so we can move forward. There are no regrets in life, just lessons and moving forward. There are lessons in life we experience, and they are different. I do not regret anything that has happened in my life because I think if things were any different in my decision-making choices I made, my life would not be the same today. I go through struggles like everyone else, but working through things is what matters. I'd never go back and change anything in my past, not even for $1 million. Action my present, which does really coexist with my future, is really bright. When I decided on one dream a long time ago, it just evolved into this other dream. I'm happy with the decision that I decided to stick with. It is because it's turning into a career that I'm enjoying. I realize life, you have to have some stability to live, to pay rent and such. But if you have a dream job where you get paid, there, as they say, you never work a day in your life. Well, you do, but you do not dread going to work and enjoy it even more so every day. But also it's true, wisdom you do gain with age. As I'm getting older, even though it may take me a little while to get things, when I get things, I am thinking, so this is how it goes. Well, I get it. Sometimes we have to go with the flow, and I think that sometimes there might be a few things that are not in our hands, but what we do to get around the things that we sometimes do not have control over. We make choices, and sometimes they may not be the best choices, and after that, we just move on. Sometimes we just have to learn, and people say we make mistakes. I think they're just learning experience in life that push us forward to be the person we are today. Nothing in the past can be changed, and once again, I know I'm repeating myself, but I do not want to change anything because if I did, I know I would not have the present timeline as I do right now. I do not want to change my timeline. I like how it is. I will not always know the choices I will make in life, whether they are good or whether they may be, but I do know that everything that I have chosen, my choices end up making my life much better. If we trip up a long way, when we fall, we just need to get back up. And sometimes it's so hard to get back up when we land flat on our face. I think when you go through in life at the time where there are hard times, you may not think there is any way to get back up. Usually what I do when I become overwhelmed, I just need to decompress or, in other words, chill out. Thus, I do watch some films, enjoy watching many different types, even the cheesy films or costumes I can depress with. Of course, there have been many days where it was not just one day that was a struggle that I had to go through. Sometimes it seems like months that never seem to end. Yet I did enough to get through them. All any of us can do is to go forward and move on the best we can. Sometimes it takes me a little while to figure out how to move on in the first place. Once again, I think we just have to regroup ourselves and start thinking of ways to overcome anything that we must overcome. I know in life I so wanted to kick myself in my own behind because of things I thought was good at the time. In real life, looking back, it really was not. Oh God, that was in the past and not what is happening right now. I basically do have a good life because the choices that I decide to keep making, that is ensuring a better life because I learned to make better decisions for myself because of past crazy decisions that I made in the past. Of course, I say, what was I thinking? But it's better to keep moving forward and laugh at myself because my past is in the past, and I think really need to focus on the present more so. Of course, with society, I think we're just so programmed to be a certain way instead of becoming more of a free thinker, and we are not supposed to stand out from the crowd and just blend in. But blending in and become a society zombie drone is consuming energy that's really supposed to be geared of what we really should be doing in our lives. It is instilled in us at birth that we're supposed to be told what to do and do it because that is what most of society does. Well, if you have a dream job like myself, I'm looking forward to launching a radio show, which will be part of a bigger network where I'll get paid for I will get paid for doing it. Of course, this is not a conventional job, and I think people in my past would say that is not a job I should do. I should do a job that makes me miserable because it pays the bills. So I learned also that I need to be around people who are programmed to believe that you have to do a job that makes you Oh, sorry. I think I need more coffee. So, I learned also that I need not to be around people who are programmed to believe that you have to do a job that makes you miserable to pay the bills just because they do a job that makes them miserable to pay the bills. Sorry, I cannot be around miserable people just because they're stuck and programmed with society's way of thinking. So I just believe that were mistakes and lessons from learned from my past because I'm happy doing my radio show. I'm looking forward to getting paid for what I love doing. Even in learning that we make mistakes by choosing even being around people who are supportive of a way of life that makes us happy because people are indeed programmed that it's better to have stability in a job we hate to pay bills instead of have a job we love that pays bills. So that is something I learned from a long time ago. Indeed, learning from the past ensures a future that is happy by making sure we are happy with our present decision because of the past learning experience that we had to go through that was so hard, and you know, our present is so much better now. Blah, 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 blah. I'm all tongue-tied here. Blah, blah, blah. Let's see. Now, once again, if people can actually go and check out the GoFundMe, GoFundMe.com, Ernie Reyes Jr., actually is in need of a transplant, a kidney transplant. So if you want to check that out, any donation whatsoever will be greatly appreciated. So let's see. Here's the... I'm trying to find... I know I had one somewhere. Let's check this out. I'm just trying to find it. I want to read one more. Where'd we go? There's definitely one more thing I want to read. Okay, my page. I'm going to pull this up. Let's see. Pulling up my site here. I'm pulling up my Pinterest board. Where is the one that I want to actually post? Okay. Trying to find the one that I want to post. Let's see. Okay. Okay, I am finding and posting on my Facebook. You can take a bad experience and find that silver lining. You have to do everything you can. You have to work your hardest. And if you stay positive, you have a shot at a silver lining. Rays of sunshine pierce through the fog in your brain. In my own personal experience, out of something bad came something wonderful, which led to many other wonderful things. This is my life, and I wish I could see in the past what is... What did I write? This is my life, and I wish I could see in the past what is good for me today. But then again, like most people, I can only see just what is in front of me. What was in front of me wasn't indeed a good future. It wasn't positive at all. Out of something bad, truly there was a silver lining. Instead of thinking of not knowing what to do, I did something I want to do this for myself and not for anyone else. Life likes to teach us lessons, even if they're bad ones. From a bad time in my life, and I think it was going to get worse because mostly everything and everyone around me was negative and had very negative energy. So I found one thing that helped me. It was the beginning of my future. I walked into a dojo, and of course, at the time, I didn't really know the form I wanted to look into because I thought, okay, let's me try martial arts. I was doing this in my 30s, and even just to learn a little, I wanted to learn. So at first, where I lived, I was trying to search for the teaching of Bruce Lee's Jeet Kune Do, but didn't know where to look. I was driving around, and I knew one place that did teach martial arts. Funny thing, I kept driving by this one dojo, but didn't want to go in at first. One day, as I was driving by, I went past the dojo. And this dojo, like most dojos, had big glass windows you can see inside. So I saw a class going on. I know it was a form of capoeira. So I pulled up and stepped into the dojo. I was amazed at an art form. It was something I knew a lot about, but didn't know if there was something I wanted to do. But I talked with a few people in the class, and I decided to try, and turn into a couple years in just basic training. This martial art didn't have trophies, but did do performance, and I got to travel with the group. I even got to go to New York, which was amazing when I saw so many people all together with people respecting each other. That was just the beginning. The bad things didn't happen. I would have never woke up and stayed miserable and unhappy for the rest of my life. I would have been stuck around negative and negative people. negative thing is negative people. So with that, I got into another passion, acting. Actually, come to think about it, I never trained, but just went out to dinner comedy shows that were very much over the top. I didn't complain because I was really new to acting. Getting paid $25 an hour for a show couldn't be all that bad. But then, even after I got into doing some films, I met truly wonderful people and become extended family. What was even more of a silver lining, I got to start a radio show, which is affiliated with my big sister, Charlie, who in a way was one of the first women that I looked up to, which I do call, she's my mom, which I do call now, in my life. I've been on the air for almost 2 years now. Well, no, I'm almost 3 years now. I have over 85,000, which I think is over 87,000 people have listened to my radio show, which is a blog talk radio. Now, I even am starting to promote even more things on my show, including the fitness center, Obi's Fitness, and go to workouts here. In one of my future films that I'm part of, I know another thing I'm trying for is to live in a warm place. I know that I do have in me now to work hard and do the best I can. My future, I know that I'll be living in a warm place all year round. My ultimate wardrobe will be flip-flops, shorts, and bathing suits. I lived in areas my whole life with the winter, and I do not want to live in winters anymore. So I know as long as I work hard, I will become successful in my own way. So out of something really bad and bad experience made me open my eyes and realize there is silver lining through the cloud and fogs. Sunshine does make a breakthrough, tiny at first, but then pushes the clouds out of the way. And I'm still a little tongue-tied. Let's see. I'm trying to post. Let's see. I'm trying to post this now. Jay Jones. Okay. Jay. And Batman. Let's see. Jay. And. Let's see. Where is it? Okay. Playing my film brothers. Oh, I can't type for one hand. Brothers song. Duration. And look. Is with Batman. Ben Affleck. Let's see, posting this up here. Okay, I'm actually going to play that song. Here we go. Remember to give to Ernie Reyes Jr. Go to GoFundMe.com. Ernie Reyes Jr., he's actually in need of a kidney transplant, so there is a fundraiser started for him. So any donation will be greatly appreciated. So I'm actually going to play the song Inspiration, and I'll be back.
Saved my life when I was a wreck. It told me to take the noose off my neck. Taught me respect, hustle, collect a check. Just a young prospect with the perfect intellect. The object to control my fate and bring it to you raw with no debate. I dealt with the hate so I have no fear. I roll through you pussies like a pap smear. I'm a reservoir dog, I'll take you right here. So come on with that, get the fuck out of here. Beware, I swear, I'm ready, no lie. When it come to rap, I'm ready to die. I'm ready to fly, but I'm hungry as hell. And I always got the streets if this record don't sell. So come on, God, keep blessing me. In my heart, the rap game is my destiny. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder in my room, depressed with this eviction notice, facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and the judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids. What's a hot track without a dope beat? It's like death row without the DRE. What would rap be without Snoop and Nas spitting the truth over 16 bars? What would rap be like without the game? like D&M, it wouldn't be the same. Where would rap be at without Park and Q? Half of us gangsters wouldn't have shit to do. Man, I love hip hop. It's taking me places. The game never changes, only the faces. The race is divine, you can place in time. Success is hard to find, what can happen if you grind? I'ma eat off rhyme. My time to shine, no more sideline. I'm out to get mine. I'm not from Compton, I grew up on Slauson, but rap is in my heart from South Central to Boston. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder in my room, depressed with this eviction notice, facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and the judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids. The pressure's obsessive, compulsive disorder. I rap for my daughter to have running water. My son's in my mind when I rhyme to my recorder. I'm kinda sorta very lucky, I think, cause real hustlers like me are a stink. All I need is some ink to tell you what I think. Half these rappers talk shit and their breath is stink. Man, they rinky dink with no street cred. Try to step to me, I'll put your ass to bed. I rep the dead, lost dad when I was 10. Got two kids and plan to be around for them. So I do what I do and I won't ever stop. There's only chosen few who rise to the top. Some rise, some flop, some stand tall. But the bigger they are, the harder they fall. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder in my room, depressed with this eviction notice, facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and the judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids.
Okay, everybody. I do thank everybody for listening, supporting, and I will be getting more people for my show as guests in the future. And I look forward to having Angelo Garcia as a guest on my show. And the song I'm going to close out is Delusions of Grandeur. For people, you know, that have dreams and such, and all the naysayers and the haters actually put them down, and that's what the song is about, for the dreams and anybody else that has a dream. Definitely that song is for you. And remember to go to Ernie Reyes Jr. GoFundMe.com, the page which is actually launched by his sister, Destiny Reyes. Ernie Reyes Juice, once again. I'm going to try to pronounce it the best I can. Ernie Reyes Jr. is in need of a kidney transplant and has been on dialysis. He's been going about 3 times a week, and it's 4 hours a day. So please go to GoFundMe.com, and any donation will be greatly appreciated. So I am ending the show today with Delusions of Grandeur, and it's such a very, very fun, fun, fun song. I can't wait to have Angela on my show. Everyone enjoy the rest of their Ninja Sunday.